Pendengar, Menteri Imigrasi Australia yang baru, Alex Hawke, mengatakan pemerintah merencanakan untuk mengizinkan migran dan pengunjung kembali ke negara itu secepat mungkin. Dalam sebuah wawancara dengan SBS News, Hawke membahas dampak COVID-19 pada migrasi dan Australia pasca pandemi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Pablo Vinales, Karisma Lutria. Menteri Imigrasi Alex Hawke mengakui bahwa ia mengisi jabatan pada saat yang sangat menakutkan dalam sejarah Australia. Karena adanya penutupan perbatasan di bawah pandemi COVID-19, migrasi Australia telah turun ke tingkat negatif yang tidak terlihat sejak Perang Dunia Kedua. Hawke yang berlatar belakang dari keluarga migran dan keturunan Yunani Australia mengatakan migrasi akan menjadi aspek kunci pemulihan Australia dari pandemi.
We're in the middle of a 1-in-100-year pandemic, and all of us are very conscious in government that we need to be as flexible as we can, as responsive as we can, and look to how do we recover from one of the most significant drops in global GDP that we've seen in our lifetimes. And immigration is part of that story. We know migrants are fantastic for our society, for our economy. We know they act as job multipliers. You know, I'm convinced that the migration program will be a huge part of how we recover from COVID and whether we are successful as we can be on that journey.
Menteri Imigrasi juga mengatakan kemampuan Australia untuk mengelola dan menahan wabah COVID-19 secara efektif telah membuat negara ini lebih menarik bagi para migran. Laporan sementara tentang program migrasi terampil Australia telah diajukan ke Parlemen. Dan sebuah komite telah merekomendasikan agar peninjauan dilakukan ke dalam daftar Priority Migration Skill Occupation List dengan harapan dapat memperluas jumlah pekerjaan untuk lebih mencerminkan kekurangan keterampilan yang mendesak dalam konteks pemulihan pandemi. Laporan itu merekomendasikan insinyur sipil, insinyur listrik, mekanik, juru masak, tukang kayu, ahli listrik, kesehatan, pedagang dan berbagai pekerjaan di bidang pertanian dan manufaktur harus ditambahkan. Ia juga merekomendasikan reservasi kunci di penerbangan dan di karantina untuk migran terampil di masa depan. Hawke mengatakan pemerintah fokus mengisi kekurangan tenaga kerja untuk usaha kecil di Australia.
We're also looking at how do we supply critical shortages of labor in our economy to regions, to towns, to the businesses across the country. They're actually crying out for people. We are working hard on getting Australians to have the skills to do it, but where we have critical shortages, those businesses want to grow now. So we need to get people as soon as we can open those borders, and we need that growth.
Pemerintah juga akan memberi para migran dan siswa akses ke pelajaran bahasa Inggris segera setelah perjalanan migrasi mereka dimulai. Hawke mengatakan kefasihan berbahasa Inggris tetap menjadi prioritas bagi pemerintah ini.
From the beginning of your journey all the way through, you'll be able to unlock access to uncapped English tuition. This is a huge investment. This is an investment in people and their success, and that's what the government is saying.
Australia mengalami penurunan kedatangan siswa internasional sebesar 99% sejak tahun 2020, demikian menurut Biro Statistik Australia. Sebelum pandemi, pelajar dan turis internasional merupakan ekspor terbesar keempat Australia setelah biji besi, batu bara, dan gas. Hawke menunjukkan siswa dan turis internasional akan diberi prioritas begitu perbatasan internasional telah dibuka kembali.
We learned one thing out of COVID, and that is we absolutely miss the visitors to our economy and the temporary visa holders. We want them back as soon as possible. That's why the government's rolling out our vaccination program and preparing for the opening of our international borders so we can have those important visits from tourists that spend so much money in our country, but also the international student sector, one of our largest export sectors. They value add so inherently to the Australian economy. We want to get them back.
Hawke juga membela keputusan untuk tidak memberikan subsidi JobKeeper dan JobSeeker kepada migran yang terjebak di Australia selama pandemi, dengan mengatakan setiap negara harus membuat keputusan yang sulit.
I think every society had some pretty difficult choices in a very uncertain environment last year, and I think the government's choices are backed up by what has happened since. And what I would say to the community is, you know, thank you for all the work that people did here in coming together and looking after people, and we really got this through got through this very well together because people embraced each other, looked after migrants here, and the government was working at 150%. All of our agencies, all of our public servants, all of our medical and health sectors, to get through an unprecedented time, and yet everyone came together.